Don't change America. God bless America and the red, white, and blue. That's why I stand for the flag and I'm here at the cross. No, for the friends I have loved and lost, and I still believe in God we chose and the free.
Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. I am your host, Dan Hennen. Today is February 28th, 2021, and our show will be about current events, mainly from the past week. I'll provide the listeners with information that didn't make the news, that should have, and also information that were leading news stories that probably shouldn't have been, or that were filled with disinformation or fake news. What we try to do here is sort it all out for you. This is a faith-based program. As always, we'll start out with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord, and please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them where they are while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. The founder and publisher of Eternal Affairs Media, Curtis R. Bazzelli, is a loyal member of Patriot Mobile and encourages you to mention his name. Patriot Mobile is the only conservative mobile phone carrier that will meet all your calling, texting, and data needs. You can get up to $600 off your bill annually when you refer friends to Patriot Mobile. Join us and fight for your conservative values with each phone call you make on their nationwide cell phone network. Remember to mention Curtis R. Bazzelli when you sign up for service. Well, let's get right to it. Lots going on this past week, including the announcement that Durham is going to resign on February 28th for his job in Connecticut. And so this made the news. Durham, the special prosecutor, also had a job in Connecticut. That was not part of his role with the DOJ. That was the resignation that an announcement on the 28th was for effect. Now that's today, February 28th, the end of February. His job, his role in the state of Connecticut ends. Many took that to assume that he'll be stepping down from all of his roles. So the media didn't specify that. But keep in mind, he is still the special prosecutor. And in fact, he has conducted the investigations and research and interviews with those such as Joseph Mifsud and the Italian government, relating back to this FISA warrants, the FISA surveillance, the Steele dossier, and all the fakery that went back with the Russian Steele dossier. Remember, that all turned out to be fake news. We still don't have an answer on what happened there. This relates to George Papadopoulos, Carter Page, all of this, those that first filing of the FISA and the four renewals. So we still need answers on that. Anyway, Durham should have big news coming up, hopefully this week. Just keep that in mind. Dr. Simone Gold announced on February 23rd this week that FBI came to raid her house with 20 armed men. She was arrested. She was a very outspoken with the vaccine and the COVID and the pandemic and all of this nonsense. She's part of the frontline doctors who are very good to follow. Now, her raid didn't take place because of that. The raid from SWAT and the FBI took place because it came to be evidence proved on video that she was at the Capitol on January 6th, not part of the Capitol riot, as they're calling it, but she was there. She was in the Capitol, not part of the riot. But once they found out that she was part of it, of course, they tried to take her down, trying to discredit her because she is a very valuable asset to us in the research community for other things such as the vaccine, the COVID, and the pandemic. So now they find this reason to say, hey, she was there. Let's lump her in with this Capitol riot and seize her things and place her under arrest. So that's how that ties in. There was some confusion on that to see what it was all about, what it was exactly that she did. And keep in mind, it was nothing. That was very interesting that that came to light this week. Sidney Powell in the news again this week. This time comes out and says, quote, "We are not done with the election fraud. In fact, there's irrefutable proof is coming." And so much like Lynn Wood and Mike Lindell, we keep hearing that this irrefutable proof is coming. Now, Mike Lindell did that documentary that's called Absolute Proof, which actually does spell out in evidence, you know, the layout is evidence of how these things took place and how they took place and when they took place and how it was carried out. Perfect name for his video is Absolute Proof, because it is. It's not done in a way that's skewed or slanted one way or the other. It's not pushing a narrative. It's not some opinion piece. And so Sidney Powell, same thing here, says irrefutable proof is coming. And I believe that is true. Now, many say that it's too late. Biden is in. Trump is out. What good is it going to do anyway if it does come out? So we'll touch on that here later on in the show. Donald Trump's taxes were released, finally. They finally got the Supreme Court, who can't do anything else right. They can't do anything else correct, except now they wait till Trump's out of office to release the tax returns. Turns out nothing was in them anyway. So all of this big hubbub from the Dems and those with Trump derangement syndrome had nothing to follow up on with that anyway, as the tax returns were released pretty clean. Now, the deep state is now looking into those with, quote, vaccine hesitation. Now, this is a new term coming up with this whole episode with the Rona, with the COVID and the pandemic or the plandemic. Whether it's real or a hoax or manufactured, it doesn't matter. There's now this huge need for a vaccine, which many of us have been saying from the very beginning when COVID came out, is that it's not the disease itself, if it's real or manufactured or man-made or what. What they're going to be doing is forcing everyone to get the vaccine. And now that's the phase we're in now. The vaccines are becoming available. There's a new one out this last week. Johnson & Johnson has now entered the market. So look at the companies making the money. It's the pharmaceuticals. They're making the money. And that's what the intent was all from the very beginning. Many companies will be very rich off of this because it's forced to take the vaccine. Now, there's a group called the anti-vax movement. And those are people that are against the vaccines as a whole. They're, of course, against any of these vaccines. But the COVID vaccine in particular, whether you're an anti-vaxxer or not, or whether you get yourself or your children vaccinated, it's a different animal with the vaccine. Many are hesitant on taking this vaccine. There are, of course, a handful that are proudly taking it and proudly letting everyone else know that they have the vaccine. But those who are awake are taking a step back to say, I'm not going to take this. I'm not interested in taking the vaccine. I don't want to get the vaccine. and more companies are making it mandatory that you need it. Travel, I think, in the future will be mandatory to have the vaccine when you get on an airplane. It's things like this that lead us back into the 1930s in Germany, as they're following the exact same blueprint, forcing everyone. Now, the deep state knows they're going to have a pushback for this vaccine. And they're calling it people with vaccine hesitation, those that are hesitating to take the vaccine, those that are wanting more information, those that want to know what's in the vaccine, those who are interested in asking questions about how is it made and how useful it is. Now, we already know that it's not an actual vaccine. It may prevent symptoms in the future, but it's not a vaccine. Mainstream media is calling it a vaccine and always has, and is calling it, this is the biggest safety, Americans first, worldwide safety. Take the vaccine and you'll be safe. It's this whole big bandwagon to take it. And this group is getting larger and larger, people that are hesitating. So they're looking out for that. That's a new phrase. Look for that now in alternative media and mainstream media. I bet they're going to come out and start using that new phrase as vaccine hesitation, kind of making fun of those who are hesitating on thinking to take it or not. Remember the two attorneys from Brooklyn that threw those Molotov cocktails into the squad cars of the New York City Police Department? They reached a plea deal. I'm not sure how a plea deal will be reached in a case like this of something so serious. They were the protesters back when all this, the Dems and the fires and the protests went out around the country. Remember when all this took place in Seattle and Portland and all over, and nothing was said about it at the time. There were fires, people were getting injured, people were getting killed. But that the Capitol riot takes place, where there was just a simple march, and they made it sound like it was the end of the world. But these things were taking place all over the place. And so back then, when all this was making headlines, this was in Brooklyn. These are live Molotov cocktails, lit and thrown into police cars. They should have been sent away for many, many years. And now they reach a plea deal. And the announcement of the plea deal was not a big mainstream news front page. It was kind of a lower story on the front page, kind of hoping people would forget it. But that's huge. That's major information. And that should also be no way they should have been able to even reach a plea deal. Now, who knows how that is going to end up. Now, the other thing this week, we know with February coming to a close here, we know this whole inauguration thing seems to be a fraud. The ceremony of Biden swearing the oath and being sworn in as the president didn't seem correct. It didn't seem right. It didn't seem live. It didn't seem like it was being done in Washington, D.C. They had all the fencing and everything brought in. People couldn't have access to see or watch what was going on. I remember those watching on live stream saying that the weather did not match Washington, D.C. for what the people were wearing for this alleged inauguration. So all these things of fraud are coming to light. Well, it sounds like possibly in the background there will be the reset with the white hats and the military in complete control. And this is actually looks like it's been underway here this last couple of weeks. The currency has been updated. It's still the currency is still the same as far as the currency, but the trading among the 32 different exchange rates and exchanges at some of these other market valuations on these exchanges updated and did a hiccup and had to reboot because of this new currency coming into place. What it's leading to, and what I'm getting at, is the United States Corporation that we've been under here since 1871, it looks like that did go bankrupt, that did fail, and that has been shut down, which means there is no president as far as Biden. That all was for show. President Trump still is the president, or will be with this the new organization. Some have gone to so far to say that the U.S. corporation had to fail. This had to be done on purpose. Biden had to be sworn in to make all of this work, because they're going on with things behind the scenes here with the exchange rates and the currency and what the values of all these things are. And then we're going to have a reset. The whole Biden inauguration was theater. It turns out to be the various executive orders that Biden is signing is all theater. The mainstream news is all theater with all this Biden. And so we need to watch closely what's going on here. Being the end of the month here in February, as it is today, March 1st will be interesting. Watch for the hashtag March Madness. Not talking about sports, not talking about basketball, not talking about bracketology, but March Madness could be when all these kind of things unfold and get brought to light to the general public. Lots going on behind the scenes here. I would keep a focus, keep an eye open for Ezra Cohen Watnick and military actions for what's going on. As the DOJ is corrupt, as we found that out, we do know that whatever's being taken place here with these arrests, mass arrests, things going on, it's going to have to be done at a military, done in a military tribunal fashion, and it will not be done by the Department of Justice in the courts. As Trump has proven after exhausting all resources to get the election fraud fixed and cleaned up and exposed, that was not the case. And so I think that that was another thing that had to be done. He had to go through all these legal battles, file all these lawsuits, and come up empty and dry on every one of them. Not because they didn't have standing, all were legit, but to prove that the Supreme Court, by their action, by dismissing these cases, by their action, by saying we're not going to allow evidence to be shown in this court of voter fraud. That's the only reason that these cases were dismissed. The judge refused to see and hear and listen to the actual evidence on video. That's the first thing they did in all these cases. They didn't allow actual evidence to be heard. So, of course, they were dismissed. So Trump has now essentially proved that the Department of Justice is corrupt all the way to the top. We already know that the legislative branch is, the judicial branch is, and the executive branch is the only one that's left, and along with the military. So the military is still in control. Look for these things as far as National Guard and why those 20,000 were, I think 30 or more thousand were brought in, but 20,000 allegedly were sworn in as U.S. Marshals. Now that's going to come off as some wild conspiracy theory to some, but that's the number I remember hearing, was 20,000 of them took that oath and sworn in as U.S. Marshals. They're going to have rights to go out and do things, arrests and whatnot. And remember, one thing that people still keep, it seems that the thing that folks forget is the amount of money that went back into Guantanamo Bay at that prison. The $320 million of updates and upgrades over the last 3 years to improve the facilities there. That does not make the news. And so when we hear these mass arrests and the federally sealed indictments and things to that effect that allegedly hasn't happened yet, that doesn't mean they're not going to happen with Biden allegedly in control. I don't believe that he is, and possibly never was. And so these actions will take place. Now, the CPAC this weekend, a lot of speakers at the CPAC. This is the Republican, the conservative speakers, including Tom Fitton. Today was the final day of that conference, and Donald J. Trump spoke in the afternoon on February 22nd. I read that the live stream of that State of the Union, I'll get to this. The live stream of the Trump speech, at one point there was 3.2 million people viewed the CPAC speech from Donald Trump online. At one point, the live stream had 410,000 people continuously watching it. Huge. Some quotes were, "I'm glad to see the president back." And what was this? The State of the Union address by President Trump. And so this was a very powerful speech once again. It has nothing to do with the president, but they did it in the form of the CPAC. And boy, President Trump looked younger and refreshed, and it looks like he even lost some weight. He did announce that there will be no new party. Many thought there'd be a Patriot Party or something to that coming into play, and he's going to leave the Republican Party and join something different called the Patriot Party. He announced today that that's not going to take place. So he still kept his allegiance so somewhat with the Republican Party, but at the same time called out the bad guys and the rats within the Republican Party. Now, we know the Democrat and the Democratic Party are almost all corrupt, bad, and deep state connected and compromised. Now, people have got to remember that Trump essentially ran as an independent. Yes, he had to jump on the party ticket for the Republicans, but at the same time called many of them out themselves as they were corrupt. And keep in mind, Trump, not a politician. May have run for president, may have won, but still, he's not a politician. And so that's why he's causing all this angst. These career politicians do not want him in there for that reason, because he is an independent stirring things up. It's going to be very interesting. So he mentioned no new party. And so it sounds like that he will stay with the Republican Party and there will be nothing called the Patriot Party. But who knows, as optics are important. Mars, new videos coming out with the Land Rover on Mars with more video. And keep in mind here, NASA is very good at leading us astray, lying to the American public and the general public in total. Do a little look up on Devon Island, California, and some areas in Greenland. This pretty much is where this footage is coming from. Once again, NASA is very good at lying because they can get away with it. How are we going to know if this was ever filmed on Mars or not? Because no one's going to be able to prove it. We know we can't get to Mars, much less send something out there, much less land a piece of equipment with the camera, and then somehow transmit video back to the United States. So this is all part of distraction as well, keeping the gullible public watching for the latest images from Mars, the red planet. And they keep us going with this nonsense. And that's all part of the distraction as well. Part of the keeping the American public dumbed down. But boy, there's lots of folks listening to that CPAC announcement and that speech today. I was on a couple of internet forums, and boy, there were some threads dedicated to the Trump speech. And you would think people interested in listening to the speech or fans would be on those threads, but they were basically overrun with trolls and shills. So many anti-Trump people on those discussions. Makes you wonder what they're there for. Why are they causing all this rift and the divide? Remember, if Trump lost and Biden is the president, these trolls and shills wouldn't even be out. Why would they be spending their time on all of this nonsense? So I was going to ask myself the question. There's so many anti-Trump people still out there. If he lost, why are they still out there? So I believe he's still in control. The military is still in control. March will be a month to remember. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue providing you excellent content. go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Also, thank you to our patrons, those donating. Much appreciated. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is February 28th, 2021. Thanks for listening. America.